Hello, everyone, and welcome to another podcast episode of Consensus, where today we're going to be talking about CTUC 2024. And right now I'm thrilled to be joined by this year's event's attendees. We're going to be having joining us here today, Sheena, Yijo, and Harshal. Welcome,
everybody.
So glad to have you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So to start us off, let's just give our audience a brief introduction to who you are as an individual and just a little bit about what it is you do. So let's go ahead and start down the side, Yijo, and then we'll go ahead and go down.
Yeah, my name is Yijo Chen. I am the VP of Product and Marketing here at Census. I joined Census roughly a year and a half ago. And my role is really about creating and promoting Census solutions to our customers and the SPD community.
Sheena Moore, I've been with Census for only 2 months. I am the president of Census Technologies. I'm incredibly excited to be here. My role in simple terms is I'm here to help support the team and our customers. It's all around how are we making sure we're driving the right actions, the right focus, and delivering value to support both the team and our customers.
Harshal Goradia, Chief Technology Officer at Census. I joined here 6 months back. Me and my team are responsible for product development, introducing new features into the market, product infrastructure, supporting all of our customers with all of their implementations of Census software, IT, and security. Very happy to be here and excited to be part of this journey at Census.
Absolutely. CTUC 2024, it's coming up. A lot of important roles make Census tick in the day-to-day. Well, actually, Sheena, I'd love it if you could tell our audience just a little bit more about the purpose of Census Technologies Users Conference, which is the full name for CTUC, and just, you know, why it's important to Census, but also Census's clients.
Absolutely. CTUC is one of the only industry events that is focused on the sterile processing department, from the technicians to the managers to also the entire perioperative loop. The goal is around learning, networking, and really trying to elevate the industry as a whole. I take a lot of great pride in the work that the team has done, both our team internally, but also with our customers. It is a lot about thinking about not just today, but the future around where are we taking the business. And ultimately, the goal is elevating patient care. How do we do that as a collective whole to improve not just one hospital, but all hospitals across the world?
For sure. And, you know, actually, this is your first CTUC. So what are you looking forward to the most? And just what do you see as CTUC's role in the vision for Census overall?
You know, it's my first conference and I'm really excited. And to be very transparent, it's about learning. I want to understand the challenges our customers are faced with, the opportunities and the new technologies and how we are thinking about it. Hearing from industry experts from both Census, but from the industry as a whole, as well as other sterile processing professionals is really important to me. We are only as good as our team and our customers are. And so this week for me is all about listening and trying to make sure that we at Census are doing the right thing for the market and ultimately the customers.
Yeah, you hear that a lot and it's incredibly important. You're only as good as your team and this is a fantastic opportunity to learn more. I mean, well, actually the theme of this year's conference is building tomorrow, innovate, empower, thrive. So Yijo, I wanted to ask, I mean, what does that mean to you personally?
To me, it's also about learning. So just to echo what Sheena just said, really, I think after joining Census, I've learned so much, you know, with our customers, with our peers, and also through our products. We learned that innovation is not just about building products, it's about building experience for our customers. It's about learning our customers' current job roles, their workflows, their pain points, learning what's important to our customers. It's learning about, you know, what can we do to potentially help them solve the problems they face day to day. But on the other side, it's about learning their job's kind of purpose to serve the patients and understand how we can be part of that journey with them together. So innovating solutions that help them, empower them through their journey to serve their end customers, patients, and the community, and ultimately thrive together.
Absolutely. And I mean, are there ways that maybe the Census overall mission and values kind of, integrates with today or this year's theme for CTUC 2024? Are you finding integrations there, Sheena?
As we think about the team, we've had a pretty impressive 25 years. And as we think to the future, it's all about how are we elevating that to the next level. And that is through innovation in product and services. It is about empowering our customers to make the right decisions. It's about empowering our team ultimately to thrive in the marketplace. And what that does is it allows us to take care of patients. And I think all of us can reflect back on a personal story around somewhere that we needed care. And the SPD and sterile processing is a big part of that. And so from taking a step back and thinking about what our mission and vision is, it all gets back to being a leader in innovation, the team, our customers, and really supporting patients.
Yeah, and that's a big word for today's podcast is innovation. So Harshal, I want to ask you how you kind of see innovation playing a role in the future of census technologies. In what ways?
Yeah, I mean, this is something very close to my heart. Innovation is no longer just a buzzword. It's a necessity in this marketplace. AI and technology is really becoming big business drivers. And it's a paradigm shift in the industry. So I look at it, and Yiju and Sheena alluded to this, we can make a difference in multiple different areas as far as innovation is concerned. Looking at how we can introduce new product features and support our customers to provide extremely good enhanced patient care. How we can improve the whole customer experience by leveraging technology and innovation. How we are improving our own internal processes, really to create that bandwidth for the teams to really support our customers. And also at the same time, accelerating our velocity of introducing features into the market, leveraging these tools, increasing our velocity by 3x, 5x times, right? So customers can take an advantage of all of the products and features which we offer. So that's really something very close to me, and that was one of the reasons I joined Census. There's a much larger purpose here to enhance patient care, and something when we can use innovation and technology to do that, that's really satisfying.
No, it's very exciting. And I mean, both of y'all, Yijo and Harshal, as leaders, I mean, how do you foster that culture of innovation that we're talking about, like within your respective departments? We'll start with you, Yijo.
Yeah, I think innovation is really the core what we do here in product marketing. So if we talk about innovation externally, it's about innovating new products, innovating new services. We take a lot of customer feedback on a daily basis. My team, most of the time they spend day to day as talking to customers, collecting their ideas, validating their ideas with other customers, just to ensure that we take feedback from customers, but also validate with other customers so that these features and the product functionalities are really good for our product. And internally, we also take a lot of internal feedback from our colleagues to spot areas for improvements. Sometimes, you know, you have to think about a different way of doing your day-to-day so that you can either create bandwidth or you can do something really breakthrough. So I think that's also innovation in my mind. So to me, I think it is really about how you think about doing things differently for a better future, better tomorrow, and just drive that continuous improvement every day, taking feedback and try something different, experiment and learn, and then redeploy.
And Harshal?
Yeah, so our teams work very closely with each other. As you just said, we take customer feedback, customer VOCs. From an innovation standpoint, we are constantly trying to learn from each other, not only within Census and the different teams here, but also leverage the capabilities across our larger organization, which is Fortive. Learn from what other companies are implementing in their businesses and see how we can accelerate the pace of innovation, introducing these features faster into the market. So whether it's on product development, whether it's security, I mean, that's front and center of every CIO and CISO's list of things which they want to do in any organization, especially in the healthcare space. So, and leveraging technology to really improve our security posture and controls is so important. as we say, right, AI is ubiquitous. Everyone has access to it. And if you look at threat actors, they just have to win once, whereas we have to win every day, right? So something where we are always ahead of the market and making sure we are able to support our customers day in and day out. They place their trust on us with their data and with their assets, and we have to exceed that trust. So we are constantly trying to improve on a day-to-day basis based on tools, technologies, and processes.
Yeah, and we've been talking a lot about AI and tools and technology processes. So throwing it back over to you, Sheen, I mean, how do you envision Census and just your customers really thriving in just the ever-evolving technology landscape that's happening?
A great question, and it kind of dovetails straight off of what Harshal was just saying, and I like his point around we have to overachieve the customer's trust, right? And artificial intelligence could be a buzzword. It could be something that someone throws out in the market. But we as an organization need to leverage that to help customers with data-driven insights, help customers ensure quality. And when I mean quality, that's onboarding a new employee, that's using visual aids and leveraging technology that is going to continue to evolve. If we don't embrace it today, we're missing it. And our goal is to be the leader in the industry. Innovation is in our DNA, and it's really what motivates us every day. And I look to the work that Harshal and the team have been doing, and they've embraced AI. They continue to embrace new techniques and technologies to differentiate Census. And taking Census out of it, it's really around differentiating the market. How do we help elevate the sterile processing industry? That is what is important to us at Census. It is about thinking about patients and care and the safety of our healthcare workers. That's critical.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, in what ways do you believe that Census can empower its employees and customers?
I want to empower our team to be able to jump in and support customers when it matters. It is really important that our team feels empowered to make the right decisions and also provide feedback back into our organization around what we need to do in development. And that's just not development of our product, but it's also our services, our education, our training. When people think of Census, it's not just about product, but it's about being a partner with Census and empowering our team to feel part of that journey. Also empowering our customers to give us feedback. In my short time here, it's been pretty impressive, the feedback customers give to us and the conversations and transparency. We are not just a vendor. We are truly a partner with our customers. And that empowerment of providing that feedback to us allows us only to get better. For the collective whole.
Absolutely. And, you know, Yijo, we're talking about empowerment. So what role does collaboration, but also cross-functional teamwork kind of play into empowering your customers?
Yeah, I think Sheena also alluded to that a little bit. I think when I think about empowering customers, it's about providing what they need, right? Whether that's a software solution that will make their workflow easier, their day-to-day life easier, or it's a services that will make their educational program better or make them feel, you know, supported around what they do day to day. It's also about setting a vision, give them the help they need to see what they can potentially do in sterile processing, give them that possible future to look forward to. I think a lot of times it's also about empowering them to share their candid and honest feedback like Sheena just mentioned, so that we get to do our jobs better in serving them from product services standpoint, but also from, you know, providing the vision for the industry best practices in future. So yeah, for us to do that, collaborative environment is key, because we want to make sure all the voices are heard and we take into consideration all the perspectives from customers, from our internal teams, as well as, you know, the compliance side, the regulatory bodies. And we keep our eyes and ears open. We drive collaborative communities through all of these efforts so that we are ensured everything we develop, we provide, is for the good of the entire, you know, community. So this is really very, very important to us.
Absolutely. And, you know, I asked Sheena a similar question earlier, but Harshal, I mean, how do you envision Census and your customers thriving in this technology landscape that just keeps changing?
I think if you, and that's kind of the theme of CTAC this year, right? Innovate, empower, thrive. Thriving is like our ultimate goal with leveraging innovation and technology to introduce these services, these products, improving the customer experiences, empowering, as Iju and Sheena mentioned, right? How do the customers gain that knowledge and the skill sets and the tools to really improve their whole operations and drive enhanced patient care? And thriving is really excellence in those operations, right? So how you bring the collective support system from a company like Sensus, which covers the whole ecosystem of solutions and services, and use all of that to have excellence in their own operations. Sterile processing departments, by its very nature, are quite complex and chaotic. Our North Star is really to see how every instrument, every tray is at the right place at the right time, so available when it's needed, right? And that's really what we are aiming towards. That's what I would define, you know, how thriving is.
Yeah, and, you know, yeah, moving on to thrive, well, I mean, that's a concept that we're familiar with. I mean, how does that align with the company, but also like the customer's goals, their customer's journey? How does the thriving kind of integrate with that?
Thrive, I think, is essential. And I think about it in the beginning. Our job is to thrive and support our team. Our team's job is to help strive and thrive and support our customers, right? And that's the SPD. Their job is to serve our healthcare professionals. Ultimately, it gets to the patient. And thriving is that entire loop. How are we thriving in everything that we do every day, but really thinking about the long term, building the future of what that future looks like? It is important to me that we think about it in that mindset, in really how are we thriving in each aspect of everything that we do.
Yeah, well, as we start wrapping up this podcast here today, I mean, we're talking about a lot of thrive, empower, connecting with your customers. I mean, the theme this year for CTAC 2024 is, as I said, building tomorrow, innovate, empower, thrive. So just what does this overall sentiment play in your everyday life as you're working and what you do at Sensus? We'll go ahead and just go down the panel.
Yeah, so I think we need to carry this theme throughout the day-to-day work we do here at Sensus. It's about thinking, rethink what we have been doing day-to-day. How can we innovate in our internal processes and our products to make a better tomorrow? It's about empowering our teams and the customer to share honest feedback with us, empowering them to basically have what they need to do their jobs better. And ultimately, to Sheena's point, thrive together, right? We don't expect to suddenly jump from point A to point B, but just to do a little bit better every day and have that incremental improvement. And ultimately, we will thrive towards our North Star, which is making sure, you know, every tray, every instrument's ready at the right time with the most efficient and high quality delivery from our SPD customers. So that is our ultimate goal, to thrive to serve our patients and thrive to serve the communities better.
Building the future, right? If I think about that, there's a lot of different elements. To the point around a personal day-to-day, we were joking about families and et cetera. We're all thinking about the future of the next generation, right? And we're thinking about continuous education and how do we continue to do that and elevate it. I think about building the future from products, services, from team, from supporting the hospital. And I think it's the core of everything that we do is we are all have the mindset of it's about the patient. And in the opportunity that, unfortunately, when you are a patient, you get uncomfortable. And right, knowing that you have the sterile processing department behind you and that you have the right support and the doctors are being supported and the hospital is doing the right things, that is thriving to me. And I think we as a team, that is our goal. How do we deliver success in everything that we do? And we have to learn from each other. Not everything's perfect, and we've got to work through it as a group to only get better. And going back to that word of building the future through innovation, empowerment, and ultimately to thrive.
Yeah, I completely agree to what Iju and Sheena said. For me, it's a culture, it's a mindset. It's what inspires all of our employees to come to work every day. We are all here, there are different aspects, but at the end of the day, we are all here to serve our end customers and improve patient care, right? So how we are constantly on the lookout of changes in the technology landscape, how we are improving the features which we provide to our customers, how we are accelerating the whole customer experience, and providing them the solutions and the services they need at the point when they need it. The beneficiary of all of this is the patient and improving the healthcare. So that's why we are here. That's the whole purpose, and that's why we exist. And I'm incredibly proud to be part of this team. All of the work which we do on a day-to-day basis, we coordinate between different teams and all. At the end of the day, it's all for enhancing the quality of care and patient outcomes. So that's really the theme around building the future.
Absolutely. I mean, that wraps up the podcast for today. And I'm just very excited for you all to be doing CTech 2024. You can feel the energy. It's very apparent. This is going to be an incredible event. So thank you so much, Sheena, Ijo, and Harshal for joining us on today's podcast. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And as always, if you want to learn more, please visit census.com and look for this podcast wherever it is you get your podcasts at. I've been your host, Gabrielle. Thanks for tuning in.